In exercise of the powers conferred by Section 295, read with Sections 44(ab) and 92(e) of the Income Tax Act, 1961, the Central Board of Direct Taxes, void its notification number 27 of 2024, hereby makes the following rules further to amend the Income Tax Rules, 1962. These amendments aim to align reporting requirements with recent legislative changes. The principal rules were last updated on 1st March 2024. These rules may be called the Income Tax, Fourth Amendment, Rules, 2024. They shall come into force on the date of their publication in the Official Gazette. Following are the amendments brought in Appendix 2 of the Income Tax Rules 1962 through this Income Tax, Fourth Amendment, Rules 2024. Broadly saying, by this amendment, CBDT has brought some changes in three of the income tax forms. Those are Form 3CD, Form 3CEB and Form 65. Let us now discuss the amendments one by one. Following are the changes in Form Number 3CD. Number 1, amendment brought in Clause 8 of Part A replaces 115BAD with 115BAD or 115BAE. Number 2, amendment in Clause 12 of Part B replaces 44AD with 44AD and 44ADA. Number 3, amendment in Clause 18 of Part B updates subclause CA to include specific provisions for adjustment made to the written down value. Number 4, adds new entries in Clause 19 under Part B for 35ABA and any other relevant section. Number 5, amendment in Clause 21 of Part B clarifies nature of expenditures in subclause A. Also adds a new entry related to offenses under any law and modifies language for clarity. Number 6, amendment in Clause 26 under Part B updates brackets to include additional sections. Number 7, amendment in Clause 32 of Part B updates references for 115BAD to 115BAD or 115BAE. Also updates instructions for filling information for specific assessment years. Let us now discuss the changes in form number 3CEB brought under Income Tax, Fourth Amendment, Rules 2024. 1. A new serial number 25 inserted in form number 3CEB, under which taxpayer needs to disclose the details required for specified domestic transactions under Section 115BAE 2. Provides space for details of transactions resulting in more than ordinary profits. Finally, let us see the changes which are brought in form number 65. 1. Adds a new clause in the verification section related to International Financial Services Center units. 2. Updates clauses in the annexure regarding qualifying company status and deduction under Section 80LA. Thank you.